on assignment in Croatia, and we have Zlatan from the Zagreb Tourist Board, top man. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your surname is?
Muftic.
Muftic, okay. Yeah. There's, can't get my tongue around some of those sounds that you have. So, here we are in the Baltasar restaurant. We just had a fantastic lunch with John Dory fish. I'm just going to, having dessert put in front of us as we do the interview, a raspberry mousse.
It's right there.
So, the tourism to Zagreb, how's it going? Is it increasing, decreasing? Where are the people coming from?
Yeah, we are very, very happy to say that the tourism is really increasing, especially in the last 10 years. We are very proud of the fact that the people are coming from all over the places. I mean, the number one visitors are Germans. Then we have the Americans, the French, the Spanish, Italians. Then the visitors from the neighboring countries, Slovenia, Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina. Then again Bulgaria. So people from all around the world and Europe. Japanese tourists have become very much fond of Zagreb in the last 4 years when they started to come with the charter flights. So they're usually among the number, in the first five countries coming to the city.
And wine and food tourism, do you find people are specifically coming to Croatia for wine and food as well as sun and sand and culture?
We really have a lot to offer as a country and as a city, and the gastronomic offer is of great importance for us, because we are very proud that we produce this domestic ecological food and splendid wines. And I really think that it becomes more and more, the reason, that kind of reason becomes more important than it used to be before.
Okay, and so as a tourist board, where are you kind of putting your marketing efforts specifically in the future?
Well, as we represent the capital city, and the capital city, capital cities all around the world, they always offer the best of the country. So our efforts are really spreaded out in the different things, starting from the business and conventions, from the city breaks, leisure, gastronomic, etc., etc. So what we think that Zagreb should represent the best of Croatia.
Right. And so if I was, for example, a conference organizer or a MICE incentive organizer, why would I come to Zagreb? Why would I do it here?
First of all, it's a beautiful city. You need to come to here to convince yourself. On the second thing, you will have the great value for the money, definitely. I mean, Zagreb has this really big advantage that 90% all of the city's attractions are in the city center within walking distance, like in perimeter of 1 kilometer, so you can easily enjoy walking the city, not to have any problems with the public transportation or taxis or whatsoever. On the other hand, there is a beautiful surroundings you can visit. From Croatian Zagory area to Plešivica mountain, which all offer lots of beautiful vineyards, countryside activities. And of course, as Croatia is quite a small country, you need to know that Zagreb is only an hour and a half driving distance from the sea. So there are lots of things to combine while in Zagreb. And a very important thing is that Zagreb is very well connected to all the European capitals by air.